Time for our monthly get-together that we call Check It Out, and we catch you up on all the events that are happening and programs at the Hackettstown Free Public Library. And let me just say that things have really lately been going next level there with these great programs. Attendees are coming out and taking part in all these great events and things that are being planned. And joining me again live in the RNJ main studio as he comes by once a month just to chat about what's happening, Jerry Galante, the director of the library, is back with us this morning. Good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you too, Bert. How
Happy
are you?
St. Pat's Day. I'm good.
Indeed. I'm good. Forgot to wear green today.
Yeah, I was reminded to wear green today. Okay. But we got it covered. But what I like about the programs and the things you've been implementing there, Jerry, is you'll almost look at what do I have available here to me in the community that might be able to come to the library and do an interesting presentation about what they do, you know, whether it's someone who cooks or someone who manufactures or someone who teaches. Let's see what resources we have in this immediate area and build some programming around them. And it seems like the ones that you've done to this point, people are taking notice and you're seeing some increased crowds over at the library.
Yeah, exactly. We're trying to get the community involved in any way we can. Local businesses, local nonprofits. Just trying to get a more community feel at the library, and I think we're sort of accomplishing that.
I think so. But you got some cool stuff coming up that kind of follows that same model. You want to talk about what's on the way?
Sure. First, though, I do want to deliver some bad news.
Mm.
Our youth services library assistant, Megan Davis, is leaving.
Oh.
So Miss Megan will be no longer at the library after basically the end of this month is her last sort of full schedule. She will slowly phase out the programs that she's doing right now, but we're really going to miss her a lot. And I know the community is going to miss her.
Sure.
So, definitely come on by and say goodbye to Miss Megan while she's still there.
Mm-hmm.
And let her feel the love, shall we say.
Okay.
Some adult programs coming up. We have a program on lead service lines on March 21st with Lainey. And on March 27th, we have our Bookin' and Cookin' Cookbook Club.
Those are fun.
And okay. This month is Irish foods.
Perfect.
So if you have something Irish cooking in the kitchen, bring it on down.
Who's got the bangers and mash? Right.
March 28th, we have From Grain to Glass with Joe from Manskirt Brewing.
Oh.
So he's going to come talk about all things beer. So if you're interested, come on down.
He's cool. I like him.
Yeah, he's a really great guy.
Yeah.
On March 29th, we have the Resume Workshop with Nancy from Centenary. So if you're looking to brush up on your resume, register on there. On March 30th, we have a program with Noah from Centenary called Birding as Bloodsport, and it's all about the hobby of birding in Israel-Palestine. It's pretty interesting. So I'm excited about that one.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's a really niche topic, but it's pretty interesting. And on March 31st, we have our final Friday's program, Fall Asleep, Stay Asleep. And those are typically for seniors, but hey, if you're having trouble sleeping,
oh yeah,
come on by. There's nothing worse than that.
Oh, of course. And especially, Jerry, if this time change is still messing with people. You know, this 1 hour, sometimes it takes people weeks just to catch up.
Yep, that's me.
Yeah. Maybe you need to go to this program.
Yeah, seriously. April 3rd, Lainey again is coming to talk about microplastics in your water.
Okay.
So that's an important thing to learn about. April 4th, come on down to the library and have adult trivia with me.
Mm.
So I'm going to be quizzing you on all things. Don't let the word adult there skew you. It just means, it's not kiddie topics. It's just everything.
Right. It's so right.
Yeah.
Grown-ups are playing. Right.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Exactly. So it may be a little more challenging. It's not going to be about the Disney movies. And then every Thursday from 4 to 6, we have kids from the Key Club in the high school coming to do Tiger Tech Tips,
mm-hmm.
where they come and help people with their devices and anything else web-related, internet-related, computer-related. So they've been a really big help, and people are starting to turn out for that.
That's a good program. If my little tablet here decided it didn't want to work anymore, I could bring it in, and somebody from the Tiger Tips Club here could help me with it.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Great. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty great. And then the one big one that we have coming up at the end of April is the Hackettstown Friends of the Library book sale.
Oh, that's big.
And that's going to be on April 27th through the 29th. So it's a Thursday through Saturday. The hours are 9 to 8 on Thursday, 9 to 5 on Friday, and 10 to 12 on Saturday. And it's basically $1 for hardcovers, 50 cents for paperbacks, but there's a ton of stuff there. And we're going to start donations at the library on April 1st.
Okay.
So if you have stuff to bring, please wait till April 1st. Bring it inside to the desk. Please do not leave it on the steps.
Mm-hmm.
Based on this morning's weather, it may get wet, and then it's no use to anybody.
Right, right.
So, yeah.
Good. Good programs coming up. And a couple there. Jerry Galante is my guest here. It's our Check It Out segment for March. A couple things in there. Particular environmental concern. One is about the lead pipes now and the lead in the, you know, every municipality now has created an interactive map where every resident, every business can go to a website and you could take a look at what's the best documented history for the water hookup for your home. And it really answers a lot of questions. So I know people have questions about that. It gets a lot of coverage in the news. So it's good to get out and talk to someone who's an expert in that. And also those microplastics, you know, those things are beginning to get more and more they're more prevalent in our waterways. We're finding them in nature a little bit more because, number one, you can't see it, and number two, it doesn't go away.
Right.
So that's what I think makes that kind of a diabolical kind of component to you know, skin lotions and things.
Right, exactly.
The abrasive component is a microplastic, and it never goes away.
Right,
so,
it's those beads or whatever they were doing for a while.
So those are two really, really good ones there, but that's just part of a spectacular lineup of stuff. And do you need to register for these or just come on out?
Yeah, you can come on our website and just take a look. There's most, I believe all of these you have to register for, except for the Tiger Tech Tips. That you can just drop in. But everything else, register for it. And that way we know how many people are coming and, you know, what to expect. And we'll email you a reminder day of. That way, you know, if you register for something 2 weeks in advance, you forget. You know,
that's me.
It's pretty easy to do.
That's how my life goes.
Exactly.
Right. Good stuff. A website. Where can we get more info?
It's HackettstownLibrary.org is our website.
Okay.
And you could just click on events and a calendar and there's our events there. You can limit it by adult, children, teen. But yeah, definitely come on down and see us. We have a lot of things for you. And if you have any ideas, you can always email us and let us know. Our email's on the website or you can give us a ring.
Great.
908-852-4936.
Terrific. Another month of great programming at the Hackettstown Free Public Library. Jerry, thanks for coming by today and sharing the information. And we'll see you again in April.
Thanks, Bert. I appreciate it.